Olha, that the hospital revitalization of other provinces was reduced, 10 million from each province, and reallocated to the northern case. In all of a sudden, the same province was the western province. And so, are we going to see the swinging of the pendulum from the one extreme to the other extreme? But then KZN is already being known to be performing well. Every quarter. All of a sudden, in 2 quarters, they have 38%. Well, what's this? The president was with us yesterday to see in their report. So, what's this new tendency that has really coming out? So, I'm just saying, those are some of the interesting stories we want to deal with, but also, this deal with must be corrected. The judgments of the 15 are so many, they are flying all over the show. Right? Yes, then it looks like almost everybody is here. I don't have apologies from other people. So we will deal with the people that are right before us there. Where do you come from, sir? It's much money. You also have your own thing. Also the old thing at the end of the second quarter. Right, let me look at all of you and make up my mind accordingly. And so this discussion, besides talking to the issues of the conditional grant, etc., must then talk to that issue of understanding some of your departments have seen in the, at the end of the last financial year. And those of you that have understand, talk to that. And then tell us what is it that you have done to correct it. That's the problem. Here comes the Vesca. Come forward. That budget is already at a risk. You had yesterday. I'm not sure whether you're going to get more money. You had the story yesterday of one of the IGC 50-20-20. Interesting story. So, on the one hand, you see money going out and being spent. On the other hand, there's something I'm going to share with the members, not today, with all of us, what's my intention yesterday. In effect, you know, as a committee, we are never wrong. I'm a congratulatory member. You are never far from the truth. When you say something is indirect to you, it is indirect to you. And this has been proven over and over. There is some information that came to my attention yesterday. And when I was looking at that, I was saying, well, my members are always right about some provinces and some departments. Even though MECs and HODs will always say, no, we're not in IC, we're going out, we're getting out of IC. You remember there was a manager in one of the municipalities who was making an exciting presentation for us, trying to tell us that, yes, we were in the ICU, now we are in the ward, we're no more in the ICU. Trust me, right, let me then say, as we welcome everybody, I'm just trying to look here and see the talks to accept. Sure, because it's so sick. Okay. Wow. So beautiful, too.
Thanks.
Yes. Apparently, it looked like he was right. It looked like maybe some people are saying the Department of Roads, Public Works and Transport are not meant for women. Maybe that's the mentality. Something that we have to engage with. Right, let's look at where that to start. Right, let me tell you why here. We've got the worker, the printer, GP, the county, we've got the kingdom. What is this one? Northwest, alright. Let me start with the KSN. Then with the Northwest. I'm starting with these that are still building small airports. Then they don't have the international airport. Then the first stage is the biggest country in terms of that overspending. Then the worker. Then the smart problem. Then the Western. I see roadwork in the Western States, but those belong to Sangha. It's N1. Yeah, N1 and N2. Only, but yesterday we were also shown, you remember, that they needed more, they were given more money. Interesting. But we'll get it from the favorite end.
Yeah, this
is already closed out. What is the root and what is the road? Do we have Sangha here with us today? They're not here. Alright, bye. All right. For the people who have your report, where? Someone here is in Parliament. Can we, I am, it would be nice just to check that room where they are doing the annual report and get us the lady out of that meeting. Just to come here and explain what the difference between a root and a road tree. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members, colleagues.
Of course. What is it updating me here? That something is going to tell us about that 1 kilometer stretch, the start in many years.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. This is Chris Labusa, the newly appointed SOC for Bagunagar Transport. This is Sanjay Ravital, so from our offices as SOCFO from Roger State. So we are here to two gentlemen from the Bagunagar Transport. Sorry? Oh, they are. We are very sensitive to the agenda. If you look at our balance, we'll look at them. Yeah, we'll talk about it. About the chair, yes. There has been an over expenditure during the last financial year of about 2 million rand. That was merely attributed to the wet month that we had in 2 years. Which has got a very recurring effect to the financial year, which is the peak of 2005 and 2006. Therefore, we have to make sure that the roads are passable and making sure that the people can also go to school, the kids can go to school, people can go to their areas of work. That is why we have to maybe just to overspend a bit on those kind of roads. Most of our roads, more than 27,000 of our kilometers of our roads are traveled roads. So when it is rain, definitely they are very impassable when it is wet. So therefore, those are the challenges that we face as a result of the problem at hand, and one of the smallest problems is the rainy country. So that is mainly the reason why there was some over expenditure during that financial year, especially 2005 and 2006. The other expenditure at present, there are various issues which we have encountered at present since one took over. There has been, unfortunately, when there is no people at work, there's no effective output in terms of job performance. Because of some clear stuff that we had, that is one contributing factor which we experienced. The second one, there was a serious downtime on bus in September month. So that one, there was no capturing of payment. So all the work was done in the field, but that could not translate to expenditure on the bus system. That was some of the challenges that we faced. But other than that, there was also some other projects which were quite significant, which is the road highway between Mbangweni and Richards Bay. There was a late start because of some appeal which was there, and that project is one bridge. It's 1.2 kilometer a bridge, and it's costing us 258 million today. So you can see this is a late start of that sort. And then it is a serious problem because of our position. So, and other projects, of course, which there was some of the things there. So maybe those are one of the highlights of our serious under expenditure. But everything now is in place, all the contracts are in place, and we are picking up. And we discussed this with our commission president yesterday. We had our MCAT meeting. We did express also our concern, but we are picking up because we are picking at 42% now, as we see. Thank you.
Okay.
Then I would ask my CFO to take us through the slide that was presented, going through the program for the by the, all the 5 programs that were presented in the past year. So, that is the
thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
honorable members. Here, the presentation has been handed up. I'll firstly go through the 06-07 financial period, the actual service delivery against the targets that were set from program 2 to program 5. program to infrastructure, say how the highlights be varying as opposed to basically each service delivery output. And the construction we had a challenge of 30 accredited technical training courses with 36 days. Yeah, that was fixed over the target. We actually focused on training courses because of the school shortages that were identified. Under construction came number of square meters of surface roads that were in rehabilitation. Julia?
Which one are you talking to?
The table. The first page is titled,
this is the problem.
That the Minister of Finance was talking about giving them to do the issues of saving. Just decided to make two goals, but four. That is fine for me. That's very good, friend. I'm just raising this for your own attention. It's not something that I think you should be proud of. Besides it being confusing, that was good. Should have made one two pages out. 3 pages out is like fine, but for this.
Under construction, we had a number of 10 meters of road, surface road rehabilitation. Looking at a cost of 660,000 there, our actual achievement was over a million. This says because rehabilitation is split into heavy and light. And the planned rehabilitation was initially put into 50% light.
You know what? Let's talk to this one. I think it's much better. This other one is that performance 0607. It's useful information. It's something that we must share with our setup committee. And also we might want to check some of the buttons by a committee setup. But let's talk to this one.
So this is the summary of conditional grants and infrastructure expenditures then. If you look at the same here, we've got the results from 0405 here, going up to 10-11. Our total capital expenditure for the 07-08 financial year is about 2.4 billion. Including the 2.4 billion here is 573 million as a conditional grant. The conditional grant is about 23% of the total infrastructure budget. It compares sales consistency going forward. You look at the conditional grant as 20% of the total infrastructure budget, it's 23% going forward. Our applicable share will be spent, and those conditional grants will be spent on new construction. We have a budget of 387 million. On rehabilitation upgrading, we're looking at 1.029 billion. Infrastructure transfer, we're looking at 2 million. The current portion of our infrastructure expenditure is 451 million. If we go on to the next page, the mid-year results for infrastructure open forward. We have already spent 44% of the infrastructure grant, and we are set to meet our milestone. The HOP has already explained some of the reasons for the below the 50% expenditure level. But we still plan to fully spend the budget by year. Our department has enough capacity and appropriate monitoring in the RDA system. To effectively manage the program and deliver on the mandate. Yes, then, if we go over the page. For the 07-08 year, we're looking at the second quarter expenditure against the budget. Our new construction expenditure budget was 387 million. We spent 109 of the 387 million. Out of the rehabilitation, we spent roughly 40% We haven't done any infrastructure transfer yet. That would have to be second half of the year. The provincial infrastructure grant, we spent 250 million out of the 533 million, and that's about 44% of the infrastructure grant. In total to date, we spent 988.5 million in total budget of 2.4 million in infrastructure. Here's a summary of the conditional grant, the breakdown of the conditional grant. Of the 573 million, 117 million will be used for mid-level roads. That's the access road which is called the major project of the department. 330 million is used for updating from level service roads, and that's part of our L project. And 124.8 million is for the various activities done to the non-public work service. The advances made in providing access and updated roads to historically disadvantaged areas will soon be lost due to the deterioration of the condition of roads. Failure and this will result in the economic stagnation of large areas of the country. The South of Transport is committed and challenged to build a people's contract for sustainable transport system that takes full cognizance of the fact that change has behavior problems because of the international trade.
Do we want to engage with this one? Seven. Alright, let's talk.
Let's do it. We just wanted to have the chairperson that I indicated that we are one of the foreign colleagues in the country. And we need to tell the whole story. There are people at this place now who are not able to go to school, who are not able to go to the other places of work. And now I'm working on a program called International Business, as well as the enterprise in the country, in our program. So we have identified 146 as a backlog, and the Department of Education has come forward with this, which will be 100 extra financial businesses. We are speaking to the municipality, but I can tell you everybody coming to the municipality and saying, we cannot go to school, we cannot do this, we cannot do that. So we are trying our level best to make sure that we do our best to the needs of our public work. So that is what I just wanted to highlight, in terms of the backlog that we face, as per our public research.
Alright. Let's then welcome the just coming Mr. Porter, let's welcome the learners up to the gallery there. Educator. We are a community of finance. And before you hear a problem studies of roads and transport across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 provinces that are here given. And Eastern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, Northwest and the Western Cape. We are talking about money. We give them money annually to build roads and bridges and so on. So that they are able to go to school. And so last financial year, some of them overspend. Now, overspending means that you spend more than what you have. So some of them have done that, and we're not sure whether they're going to get the money from now. whether they have got money or not. Some of them have understanding, in other words, they have money that has not been used to build roads. So I'm not sure why they have not built roads for you to be able to travel home. Unfortunately, because we are in Cape Town, the Western Cape is just next to me here. They will be telling us about what they are doing about the money given to them. And so we welcome you. We are talking about the road matters of financing. Gentlemen from the 9 provinces and 6 provinces. Mr. Bonner.
Yes, from the figure D, they mentioned that there's also bridges of 1.5 or 2.5 kilometers of a maximum length. Those are bridges. 1.5, 2.5 kilometers. Where is that bridge? Is it a low water bridge or what bridge is that? Because that must be a record which is happening. I can't remember there's any bridge.
Chair, on the presentation, what's the rule? Chair, under the heading monthly report for Francis, Department of Municipality. Yeah, I couldn't listen here very well. And the second bullet under the heading, it says no transfers to municipalities are taking place in the first half of 07-08 financial year. Payments will, however, be made during the second half of the year, which the department will receive monthly reports. See, I'd like to know why payments were made in the first half. And if they're only going to use the second half, as they say, would it be the total amount that should have gone in the first half as well? Thank you.
In fact, part of the question should be, have those amounts been covered yet? And why are you then delaying payment to funds? But then part of the question would be, have roads been classified in this form, especially in the municipality now? Maybe you are delayed because you also not classified. But then, let's come back to this question of your overspending. Have you done something about that? Then go on, take on the question. Now, is there no risk, therefore, in this financial year that you're going to overspend? But then, the other problem is that, looking at your submission, in fact, it's something that we've always been saying again as a committee, that you decided to go straight into the provincial infrastructure grant and spend 44%. Yes, the equitable share is uncapped, 39%. Well, why is that so? Well, clearly, the bottom line is that you must start spending with your equitable share. And when the equitable share is finished, this conditional grant is a supplement. It is not the main budget. Well, why is that then you start using these two? I mean, at the same time. Now, the other problem is the basis. We've been asking this question consistently to your provincial president. What is the basis of allocating the IGP? It is clear in terms of the law that on the basis of your own performance you will be given this money. And clearly, the performance is on the basis of the equitable share. Now, your equitable share is way below the norm this time of the year. 39%. And you've already nearly covered the infrastructure. Well, why is that so? But then again, part of your conclusion is a bit problematic. Because you are talking, you're bringing poverty there first to left. The government needs to sort additional funds. Already you are 2% at 39%. Well, why would you need more funds when the equitable share is at 39% at the end of the second quarter? Mr. Sokol.
the spending separation.
And so they are talking to both of these groups. Now the 44% is only CIG. Now, and this is funny. Because they should have started with every other share. And when it is finished, then we may be able to receive the CIG. And this is the problem. What is
something more clear is that they receive this money, all this money comes from from one system. Now you have these two things, and sometimes I'm not sure how it works, but people know that no, this one, it comes from this allocation, this one comes from this allocation. But we have really one government, that's my understanding, and this allocation is meant to support our, how do you go about it? Their own what is called accountability, but also for monetary purposes. I think it really makes it difficult for people to know exactly how much they spend on the water project. But as we are pointing out at the conclusion there, the first bullet, which is reading poverty. But the issue may be that all of us will need to respond to anything in Africa. In the issue of budgeting, really, that during the time of budgeting, any equitable share, I don't know, but to what extent do we raise the need for a higher, what we call it, for a bigger budget of this department. I mean, if we agree that the transport really makes our economy, and then, I mean, for Luna Tara, because they are saying that if they're not getting so far, in some areas, the economy will be affected. But this is bringing it back to the equitable share time. But also, I hear what the HOC is saying about some areas that were, I could have picked maybe some of the questions that were said while I went out. If I do, it tells me that that question is about this very long one, because it reminds you of the California bridge. Okay. But the issue that really I had is around 10. It's around 10. You are on MCF. How far are we now for next year? Now. Because the budget does not only come up on the 1st of March. People prepare over time. Do we know what we're going to do next year? And if we do, are we already making those preparations? Because we should be making that. Because the whole idea of the medium term expenditure framework is meant for people to already plan very clearly so that we're not taken by surprise come the 1st of April in the following year. But because I think that the issues that the HOC is raising, to me, they are related to planning. The fact that there were delays on that issue was. So I think I know that some were refreshing, but some were comments. But the last one is, now there are these figures, salary and in fact, salary figures and national salary figures, they are the same. Though the provincial figures, and I understand that the province signed off for those what is called for those figures. Now, if we are at 38%, how are we expecting to overspend? What is going to how are we going to do it of overspending when we are at 38% now? If that is correct, I'm not sure if that's correct.
share 39%, the conventional grant 44%. Jay, I think this is going to be our next very clear. Because in less than a month, all construction companies go on leave and we're waiting in January. So in 4 to 6 weeks, you can log off. So are they going to have to get back to the same as many other people?
What is the likely? Both the condition and the labor is equitable. I mean, we were with Anna.
The issue that has been raised here, today we focused on transport. And this department, the transport comes to everything. And we're going to meet with education and others. And there's this issue of capacity to on the public website. I'm not sure how it's going to handle this one for public work, because the same department are responsible for public work. But I think that sooner or later, we need to find a way of bringing together this department.
So we'll find a way. But, yeah. Dr. Sula, you have a comment to make?
I think basically the question has been raised in the previous, but what I want to point out is that the infrastructure grant is a Schedule 4 grant. And we plan for this, to plan collectively with the equitable share and the conditional grant together. So the plan and the output should be respective of the equitable share and the conditional grant. And I think that's what we are finding difficulty in understanding, how we really need to explain to us how we differentiate between the uses of the two different sources of funding, whereas our understanding is that it should be one.
Conditional grant is at the Capitec Bank. The equitable share is with AXA Bank. That's how they do. Therefore, I think it's a token of reading, even if there are two pockets, is telling the news all the questions.
Okay. So, check us in, I think, let us correct the kilometer of 1.6 kilometers. Is that all green? Yes. It's between, it's across the river bridge between Bangui and Eastern State. It's across the John Ross Highway, which is leading the harbor towards the mainland. That is the knowledge bridge here. I think so. I want to believe that this is the knowledge bridge in African Southern Hemisphere. Yeah. So in terms of planning, I must say this project was firstly a sunrun project, and then it was moving very fast and forth, and then it ended up being a provincial project. So planning was well in advance. The record of decisions were solved as part of planning and so forth and so forth. But the appeals were out of our hands. Because there was an appeal period where people were moving their part and forth, challenging the decision. So, but now we are fine. That's why we are going ahead now. So the next is okay. The transfer of yes, at the Selini and the Maritzburg municipalities, we have asked them to prepare the operational plan so that we can monitor what is it that we are spending the money on.
Can they are asked to prepare operational plan. And this is exactly what the members are really here about. Planning. Both at local government level, provincial and even national. I think it's a serious matter. But proceed.
That planning was entrusted to the municipality. It must be a part of the IDP of the municipality. So the planning was already begun, and this is not a part of the IDP.
The remaining transport authority, which is the one who is for the decision to us, they haven't submitted it yet. So that is the problem we are facing. That's why we cannot just transfer. We don't even know what they're going to be doing with the money. That is the problem we are facing. So until they do that, we were not going to be able to do that.
Okay.
That's important. To allow them to be monitored, the exchange awards, as to where they are spending the money. I mean, it becomes a problem. So, but we'll deal with that, of course. Maybe the classification of roads, like we were set up in the place. We are in the process of the classification of the road network. We promise to do that. We have done the strategic secondary network. Up until now, we have finalized that. With the municipalities, we are engaging with them. There are certain providers which have been appointed by the National Department of Transport to look into the matter. So we will soon find out exactly how many roads in the whole country which are going to restrict and subsequently substitutes which we have as a country. But at present, KwaZulu-Natal, like other provinces, are getting there in terms of satisfying all the road networks in the province. When you get to the over expenditure which was incurred, what we will do, we will monitor our expenses, our expenditure, put controls in place. For now, I've got the last 3 months of the financial year, that is what we have agreed at our mentor, to say each and every expenditure after that is monitored very strictly, to make sure that there are no payments which are done to catch up with us in the That system, that control measure out in place to avoid this kind of unnecessary expenses. But I'm not too sure because I was not an accounting officer, but for now I think that is what we're going to do to make sure that there's no over expenditure. Again, for sure we are not going to be underspending our budget because every system is now in place, all tenders are in place, and you can see the turnaround, the turnover of work and the output. So definitely we're going to spend our budget. This is not our problem. Well, this of the CIG and the equitable share, we will look into that in the office. I will have to look into this very seriously as an accounting officer to look at why are we not starting with the equitable share? Why are we looking at something in the last minute? I will look into that very seriously when I went into that. So,
I feel also that
You see, we are dealing with a brand new agency, maybe not tonight. So let me hear for him. But as I say, the question still remains valid. So the problem is that we are where we are now, November. Equitable change is 39%. And clearly there's a risk, and their conclusions does not speak to that problem. So Robertson says, soon all construction comes to an end. Society is going to see that kind of thing. Yes. And then the biggest danger there is going to be between January and March. I think that's another problem. So let's really allow him, because he's brand new, just to go back and reflect on the matter that's been followed. And see, that's the third one. And maybe we shall be a bit nasty at the time. We will recognize now because we understand the value, but really there's a deep confusion here. And the question is correct. Because if you look at the Bible, let me just open the Bible now. Maybe you're also not aware of this. This Bible is so clear in terms of the allocation. Only your equitable share is clear for the 3 years, right? As a problem. But then again, your infrastructure grant is also clear here. And so when you do your budget, this is what Mr. Sokoni says, at the level of your effort, part of the problem we are East Africa, like 3 weeks when we had some discussions on the idea. Ah. Is that consistent? Your road budget across all the provinces, is declining. Yet he says this road must grow in economy. Now, that's another thing that you must engage. We will know your MEC is always passionate forever, yet he's in poverty. And this, now, this kind of a teacher is contrary to what he always says. You received 100 million rand for instance last year. Some of them may, or people have thought you are performing. All of a sudden now, yeah, we get this kind of a sometimes that is go back and then learn more about the department, especially as an accounting officer as you are saying. So that come the first quarter, let's talk more about this intelligence. Okay? So that is there's a whole range of things that you need to be looking at. There can't be pockets and pockets of money. This money, this grant, supplements the equity process. In other words, the first port of call is the use of the equity process. Immediately, it drives out the conditional grant, comes in and supplements. Immediately, October comes, adjustment coming. You've never spoken about adjustment. You already have spoken, we're still talking about the money that is in the city already. We don't know whether you made more. In fact, if you look at your conclusion, we suspect that you made an additional application for additional funds. And yet, you still have this beautiful future. Let's allow in, and I think members are here, but Dr. Lalo wants to say, tell you something that you must also do.
Thanks,
Dr.
I actually noted the dilemma that you actually in trying to understand the dollar. It's very simple piece of meditation once you start working with it. And as you said, that you said, I think it's necessary that you familiarize yourself with all the sections there. One of the things that, also raises some concern is what is the basis for the allocation that you make to the municipality? Because it's indicated that you don't know what you're going to fund them for. And the DORA is very clear in terms of that, and the requirements are that you need to get the amount to be transferred to municipalities. And when you do that suggestion, you also give an indication of what it is that the municipalities will be receiving over the AGF. And the reason for that is to develop some kind of stability and security among the different tiers, so that they can plan accordingly for the years that come. And one of my fears at this stage is that now moving towards the second, or we're actually in the second half of our financial year. And if you can't save your money, then you're going to dump the money and transfer it to the municipalities in the last quarter of the 07-08 financial year, anticipating that the municipality will spend during the last quarter of their financial year. And we know from experience that that doesn't really happen. And then we also have the problem of how we're going to monitor that and explain and report on that in terms of the expenditure for the current financial year. And I think that is something we need to look at very carefully before the end of the third quarter.
Thank you very much for that.
That's been having a process that discussion for six forward to the Northwest. That will be not in the ICU today.
I'd like to thank you, the last page is 14 pages, I'll be on the screen as well.
067 by Stuart Registration 2 financial year, breakdown in actual expenditures, adjusted by the residential of 550,000,000 and 25,000,047, redundant from our country to 10. There is 067 audit report that is requested in a letter. We went down from 5 solicitations to 2, 6 added in presidency. The matters of emphasis down from 5 to 3, internal control, non-compliance legislation, and material corrections. Okay, page 4, just gave you a breakdown of our network. Total network 32,998 kilometers, of which 646 are surface and 6512 are gravel earth transport. Now, Chair, you recall we had the cross-boundary issue, so this is now after the cut. The portion came with the northern cut and the content. More than 65% of our network is gravel, and about 30% of our roads are in poor or very poor condition, according to the RMS report. Chair, page 5, just to give you what we want to do this year with the money we have. Upgrade by 101.52 km of gravel space, to reach your gravel space 96.55 km, and to perform routine maintenance. Page 6 says our budget allocation in comparison to the total boat amount is about 1.534 billion, and our infrastructure budget is 515.039 million, equates to 34%. There's a trend over the past 5 years that is increasing every year. I came to the department and those joined us in 2004. We were about on 50%, so we're growing by the year in our infrastructure money, although it's very limited. Change by 7, this is the breakdown of the infrastructure allocation. The repetition, then I'm going to go straight to page 8 of slide 8. That will give you the breakdown of the first expenditure. I'll view the table, the budget, total budget, the fourth column, and it says 515.39, the breakdown of the terms of national and provincial amount fund. Shares, overall, we're spending 43% as in September, 219 million OS5 compared to 515 budget. The prescription per national grant, 47% as of the end of September. GPLT shall rise to those, that's very limited, at 12%. We're waiting for the winter to finish, and then we're going to use proper grants right now, so currently those grants are running. So by the end of third quarter, it's going to be much, much better. Roads, gravel base, maintenance, shares, the actual was 28%, but the commitments are much more higher than in phase, so we're just with the actual expenditure. Weight meters, there are two we upgraded here, Painter's Road and Bowman of Sut. Very well there. And there's another project called BPM. We follow in Carthage model in terms of licensing offices, best practice model, and there is 10.3%. And total share for infrastructure expenditure is 43% at the end of September. So the issue of monitoring capacity, the student report to the commission is that issue. We must have been every year at service time to provincial training in the office of tenure. There's an old policy unit and planning unit and business office. And they then evaluate whether we are in proper projects, there's the whole project management appraisal process. We have the regular site visits from provincial and national credit. Monthly and again, national credit will come to visit. And then every month, so we've got a tactics manager and helping us to spend the money. At the every month, the tactics meeting with the engineers, and then out of that, we teach every month the software report on progress. And then, of course, the IRC and the promise system. The promise is the one that's done by the president's office. So, we monthly based on report today. Of course, our monthly variance report to the staff and management meeting. And then, of course, the infrastructure project report to the premier. And the government needs about twice a year the infrastructure planning to see how we are progressing. Next week, we get to read that again. And then, of course, the ECWP reporting to the provincial and international public works. Page 10 and 11 show you, just give you then what we've done up to now from April to September. Upgrade development, those two roads there, 51 kilometers done already in terms of upgrading, and then rehabilitation is 21.8 kilometers in terms of those two projects. Compared to what we promised, we want to do is done within 1 kilometer and 96.5 So it's a bit constrained, and I think that most of us will be able to do today. Recruitment of dental engineering technicians in the department are first lost in October 2018. We can't retain them. They're young people, they think we can keep them, but when they get through to experience, they go back to the city. So as you said earlier, in a rural province like the North, that you can't keep people in a scheme or private or home, they want to keep them here. It's not possible. We pick up the taxi problems. The consultants were contracted here and there. Although they are slightly degraded in terms of the level for the contract, they still have problems eventually in the actual delivery of the product. So then, the last one I just gave to make it, I'm not saying it's poverty, I'm just saying it's reality.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Same problem thing. If you look at page, something funny. Page 3. I suspect that 1.5 billion is applicable. Now, it is called here the accountable allocation. Now, infrastructure budget, surely this one is the condition. From the ICC. And I think this is the problem that we have. This one, slide 2. They're all having different views. This is, again, this thing we were talking about. Slide 6, Northwest Department of Transport, Roads and Community Services.
The problem is that you get the harder slide than the right slide.
It's not a big one.
The three of us here got the wrong
one. No, it says this is the plan, but it's this one. Yes. Number 2.
In fact, the last one, the old one, was prepared by
us. Huh?
And it's received.
No, this is the current one. This is the current one, guys. You are just mistaken.
You're looking on
page
8.
Yeah. Before that, I just want your attention to page 16.
We don't have page
16. We will not have page 16. Yeah, page 16. This one you can have, everybody has. And I'm just talking about that accountable allocation 1.5. And I think it's the same discussion we were having earlier. We the two best of money. On the one hand, you've got the equitable share, which is the 1.5 billion. And then on the other hand, now I'm not sure, but the part of the problem that is not explained yet, just the percentage, what this tells us now, I'm not sure whether the state, the equitable share has been spent 100% and has that period. And therefore, the TIG was spent. Or this is, I'm not sure if it is going to be explained. But it would be useful also to have a sense of what the spending is of the equitable share now. What the spending is of the equitable share before we even talk to this conditional grant. Alright, let's take questions. On the number. Yes, sir.
Mr. Bogda, rather than fighting issues, I want you there. I want to hear you.
But then, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Page, on this one, page 8 and page 10 are exactly the same I figured at the end of June 2007. I don't know if it's a duplication or what. I'm talking about more problems. No way. No, wait, you are with me.
Again, clearly, I mean, I think for me the picture is
What is worrying me is, what can I put the extra 7% to? If it is not intended to build roads and rehabilitate the 7%, what are we telling you? Is all of this money then used for personal spending? But even not for that. And so I'm saying there's a whole range of things we need to deal with. Because the problem here is that people are always fleeing poverty all the time, and it does not affect us. If you look at that nation, that I presume comes from that money of the IGP and the whole reputation and everything else. And in fact, what is interesting here, there are districts of municipalities that are shown on page 11. But see, we are not told where the money was transferred to them. I'm not sure how the engagement was done. But then I think what we will not do, we will not allow you to respond to this question. We want you to go back and work this thing out clearly for us. But also, as we were saying, we are worried about the two pockets. Okay. Well, we know the problem has many pockets. Every department has some pocket of development funds, for instance. You're not the only one. So, that's that. Let's say the...
So that we are not sending the department back because they are correct. We are sending them back because they have made mistakes. And the nice part of each chair, no one is saying to the HOD must say it's a mistake. We confirm that there are mistakes. That's exactly why we are asking them to go back and correct this mistake. Second, go to the next department, please, with due respect.
Sitting with two different reports here, and I accept that perhaps it's a mistake, but geez, it was a mistake. This committee was misleading. So as far as I could say, my purpose is we want to misleading with two different reports here.
Well, thank you very much. And that mean that simple democracy. You know, the young man takes instructions from the elder. No, it's from the leader. I was saying to you, yeah. It is a free problem. I don't think we're starting with your biggest problem. And that problem was the, I'm sure, it is, I hope it is right here. Yeah. We endeavor to begin to attend to all the issues that have been required to deal with, but we have also ensured that we can also put more time on some of the payment issues that have been as good as our IT challenge.
Also in that room, but as the colleague is trying to put up our own system. Just as in the content of our presentation, we will endeavor to give you the question of the second quarter, provincial budget report of the old chief of Australia, as well as a plan to begin to address the shortcomings.
Now we've got black and white. I think the Eastern Bank was in color, Mark.
We understand
the because you know what the Robinson money is saying. What are you looking
for? Now it's not color.
Black and white is the best color.
Nobody knows it. Chairperson, we have endeavored to extend the honorable members of the colors.
Fine. Poison for them. My children might have orange.
Yeah, that's a orange. In fact, it's a little bit of red, you went to black and
white. Orange.
We also wanted to give you the question of the data and the plan, as well as the time frames of the plan, the external expenditure for conditional grants and capital expenditure. But at the very same time, we can see with the assessment of the Department of Monitoring Capacity for 2007 to 2008, as well as the over and the under expenditure of the SGDS. Well, the question is whether there are any requests that have been received from other departments to also ensure that we do comply with these checks. But who are we? Indeed, as a part of the public works roads and transport in the two states, or a combined department of the public works roads and transport. Our government consists of unclaimed roads as well as unsurfaced gravel roads. We have put this as a condition of our people, but we are dealing with the state of our roads, the poor as well as the very poor state of roads. But we still have to based on from the 2000 as well as 2007. No, that's important. That's why I can't have been like saying that I've said to clarify some things. We have just put the canvas as a capital letter, but it's important that it's in the committee, so that the committee may can.
You want to see it as well.
So there are only three slides that are clarified.
Okay.
That is the situation.
That's what we want.
In 2002, the routes that we classified as poor, or very poor, we are 83%. But in 2005, we determined it to 63%. And in 2005, which is the 2007, which is the preliminary situation, we are gaining ourselves as a 65% state of poor, very poor. We'll observe certain that our service has grown in 5% in terms of the rate of growth. The road infrastructure has also grew by 150%. The maintenance spending in 2006, we were about 28%, well above the average. But that was due to the flood that we experienced in the province. In 2007, we just 70%, just above the average. But it's also important to take stock of the situation of our road construction. In order to construct our roads, for rehabilitation of our roads, we need about 5 million per kilometer. And we want to explain the situation why we plan to have about 5 million per kilometer. It's simply because of the location of the province and the nature of the road infrastructure that we have to make because of the heavy load that cuts across the province. So the provincial roads as well as those national roads that are attached to the province, we then place them at a higher level of about 5 meters per kilometer. To upgrade the gravel to the surface roads, we spend plus minus 3.5 meters to 4 meters per kilometer. And the refill is about 1.5 per kilometer. That includes the line system. What is very interesting to check is the fact that the Free State has only three-way bridges. But with the three-way bridges, we have weighed about 68,325 vehicles. If you look in terms of what I've shared, and then for the fourth, the fee. So that has lesser weight bridges. But other provinces that have more weight have weighed less than that weight. That begins to emphasize. That begins to emphasize the law importance in the flow. But the objective factors, as I said, that we needed to explain the chapter, are accounted to the floods that we experienced within the province. The accelerated infrastructure delivery, chapter in this August house, when we appeared last year, we indicated that the province was indeed at all its will to ensure that we accelerate the infrastructure to be done. Pathway to the infrastructure funding that has addressed by the president, and we have paid all our obligations to ensure that we are right on course. But Chairperson, we have also indicated in this program house that the insufficient funding that we have has also given rise to the legal case. There were three matters. One of them has also landed within the appellate division, and we have intimated that we're going to set a bad precedent for the entire country. That's not the Asian case, where the defamation of the shoulders of the road and the road that will never be changed has such precedent for the two that they have been seen for 50,000 years. That's because it's the final line in the letter in terms of the apportionment of the cost and the payment. Indeed, that should to bring us from a big tourism that is patent as to pay for hesitation to maintain the route that led to the death as well as the one passenger in Panama. This is a continuing situation. We are currently sitting in the Supreme Court in two matters. One relates to the fact that has also was killed due to the death state of the region. We should have about 16 million, but we didn't see any million. And the other one is where the wife is suing the province for the death of the husband around the 1st of December due to the death state of the region. So this is the great issue that they're saying. If there is no... So just as I'm beginning to create issues that relate to the over expenditure. But one of the issues is the issue that relates to the municipal services and the fact that the rent of the municipal services every department of public works is responsible for payment of services as well as rates and taxes. And that has also begun to increase in the past year, as well as the rental of the office. Chairperson, allow us to take the committee. On the question of the over-expenditure, it's a well-known fact that our budget in the previous financial year was 1.66 million. What then happened and transpired to the province is then to spend 1.425 million. Which was an over expenditure of about 368.82 million. But where does this over expenditure arise? It arises from both the tax rate as well as the current operation. In terms of the capital expenditure, it was indeed the road that we constructed between Jacobsonville and Chelmsford. The Belgium bottom of the route, which Chesterton, I believe the Chesterton is quite familiar with the state of that route, that has become the heaven of the precinct. One of the issues of the Makwane route, which was the EPWC project that has also won the National Award in terms of the best labor, in terms of labor practices in the project. One of the corridors, the late Chesterton route, and the Paris L1 route, as well as the access to Bloomfontein that we call the 84 Bloomfontein route from the N1 into the country. Chesterton, one of the matters related to the situation as the former settlement of Kabanto en route to the Kingdom of Lesotho, the N8, which has across the two villages, where for the past years we've been confronted with a number of and one of the deaths, particularly of even the children that are coming in from the city because of the animals that they're going up through. We're therefore compelled from the safety measures and to avoid some litigation that we to keep the policy function in between the settlement and the road. And that's one of the things that also are taken into account to ensure that we create jobs and skills within the program. That's also accounted for the over-expenditure. The intermodal facility that was preparing ourselves and doing ourselves for the 2010 was also one of the issues that was compounded the issue of the over-expenditure. Chairperson, we also were forced to maintain our road. We did not want to bore the comic. We are taking photos of the damage that were caused by the floods within the province. That necessitated that families were therefore cut from active participation, both economically and socially, in terms of the roads and the bridges that we washed away. At some point, when the committee would have time,
would like us to like share the experience of the flood, of the flood in the community, and completely cutting even the children from going to school. Jefferson, from the Catholic perspective, we are also then vested in the issue of ensuring that when we get to overspend, particularly this is in tandem with the tertiary capitalization program, that we then need to ensure that the tertiary people convert and that we bring on our own faith and good ways better. I'm passing the labor services and the battery. The battery particularly was a conscious decision to ensure that we're quite aware that we're using much of the project, professional people, engineers, faculties are there. So we therefore decided to invest 200 students, giving them the bursary to ensure that they study engineering as well as quantitative and the rest. That session we have done simply because in the past most of the students that we're using bursary to were then kept by either Western State Fingers or that is unexplainable. Why that is happening that those students do not want to return back to the rural colleges that we go to school. But we definitely need to be present. It's better to invest for the next 4 years that those students that they could be to accept that we can make progress with the need of students. But just as an how you intend, it is important that we begin to explain how the expenditure stands at this point in time. We've tried to ensure that we therefore put the expenditure prior to the proposal as well as after. We have proposed to the provincial treasurer that we would want to repay the over expenditure over two tranches, the first tranche and the second tranche. And that is consistent with the CFMA, but we then make those arrangements. We have the first tranche and the second tranche. And as a department, we require the treasury, provincial treasury, that we pay 179 million this financial year. And the second tranche is taken in the next financial year. But the expenditure in the third tranche is clearly shown that we have spent 68% of our budget. That is inclusive of the provision and the request of the third that we requested to pay the payment. I would therefore take your comment how the expenditure has evolved until September 2012. From the increasable share, 10% is very less that we have spent 1% to pay. But from the provincial infrastructure grant, we have paid 33%. We are in 33%, and from the own enhancement grant and take 48%. The total situation is 10% level usual, but the problem is that 46% has 30%. But 10% when we take the first chance, as I said later, we are at 68%. And we are only left with about 500 million until the next 3 months, not the next 6 months. But then how do we then expect to deliver services if that situation obtains? We have ensured that we therefore we make a strategy to continue operating within the limitation situation of the overspend. Among the issues that we're dealing with, we have decided to delay some of the projects that were supposed to be taking taking off the ground earlier the financial year, with put them back to the late part of the financial year so that we can begin to deliver the situation. Because already most of our rules and structural projects are running over 2 years. And if we're to stop,
just a minute, well, what are the implications of delaying projects and no new projects and cutting on membership and delaying payment in March?
Yeah.
What are the implications?
It also strikes me, not me, Aaron, and I see that leading data, because it's very important that...
No, we don't like that again.
Which one?
Well, what's been your researcher?
Because they don't run back, that one of 83%, because we are one of 68%.
Chairperson, that slide, number 5, that the committee has been
Again, I
have
said that,
right,
okay. I think
we must have one. Fine, look. We will deal with that later. Fine. I hear the explanation by the agency. That is a slide that explains the slide that is right here. In other words, it's explaining that it's fine. If we want that, we will get a copy. We will just bring that up. Fine. What is it? Employed in those jobs and the broader implication of for the economy. Chairperson, in relation to the new project, we're supposed to start the new project the 1st of April. We're delaying, amongst others, with the law enforcement, both the electronic licensing as well as learner's licensing. Those projects should start the 1st of April. We're delaying them. We intend to start commercial with them the 1st of December. So it's a period of delivery because a project that has not already wasn't in operation. So the delay
was it not planned before?
It was technically planned, but the tender was supposed to have been awarded to commence on the 1st of April and was delayed that commence. The question of the new project. The road, amongst others, is the Heraklion-Sekekoskop road, the other road that was the Springfontein-Sekulu road. They were supposed to have started the 1st of May. We have just commenced with them in October. So all those projects were a big delay to enable the cash flow of the government to operate fairly. But the issue on the legacy, Chairperson, we had had an intake of the National Youth Service Program. That program was supposed to have commenced on the 500 students. Was supposed to have commenced the 1st of July. We've delayed that program, we're going to commence it in the 1st of January. So that also begins next year, but it's within the financial year. But what is there for me? It has delayed our program to begin to capacitate the youth because we wanted to check on the youth, amongst others. The contractor development project, which seeks to ensure that we take about 200 of the contractors that we develop to ensure that we are in compliance with the CIDD, because one of the fundamental issues that will come in the last supply is the fact of the CIDD savings and the first time program. We don't have the necessary and the appropriate and requisite skills within the construction industry, so we need it. To upgrade our own certification to the level. If you look at the CIDD training center, in the province, there are only two companies that are in grade 9. And in grade 5, in grade 8, you only have 4 of the contractors. And in grade 7, you only have 2. So that's all the case. It therefore says that the most people from the previous disadvantaged community will not be in the position to participate meaningfully within the higher echelons of our economy. So our contractor development program seeks to address the problem. That's what we are doing. Cutting out the legacy because we have put up a target that we have completed our program by the next financial year. So and another financial year to our program. The delay and deferment of payment in March, all of the advancing that we always avoid the complexity during the latter part of the year. So in our program, it has been said that in March, we ensure that before the March, we have settled all the claims, but this year it's going to take us that the best claim will be paid at the end of March, which is not the normal process that the department has gone into.
Chairperson, what I just the reality of the fact that we were unable, what I just said, we were unable to then stop the project after we handed over the site because we might go. But that could have put ourselves in a very good situation because contractors could have claimed in terms of the contract standing time allowance or also the price of subsequent amount in the street price. So we're very mindful of that situation, not to tell what we said. I've also talked about the NAFTA research that they must have. Okay. Chairman, what are the challenges? The challenges, I think, throughout the country are the same. The retention of the appropriate professional staff. Within the road division in the department, in the past 2 months, in the past 3 months, we have lost two directors, both to the private sector as well as to the municipality. That is clearly on the salary that are paid by the salary of the private sector. I mean, you can't afford to pay the director about 800,000. One of the directors that has been offered the salary package of 800,000, which you could not manage the issue of the associate contractors. But Chairperson, there was also another challenge in this industry is not controlled of the professional safety. The contractor is going to meet this challenge. So that's one of the challenges of the contractor in terms of the professional safety because everyone is kind of aware that there is an infrastructure and their pricing of work are what controlling those things. Chairperson, one of our challenges in the problem is the fast decline of our road infrastructure simply because of the location of the province and the corrosion strike. Chairperson, in 1 month, we have seen the strike groups in the province having doubled to 140,000 vehicles in the province. And most of those vehicles are overloaded. So one of the issues I think is the corrosion. The way things are already paid, that are now overworked, but we're talking about them, we're making proposals for more ways to deal with this process. Chairperson, monitoring is in the program. As you say, there may be not financial infrastructure reports, but we had some problems in terms of the reporting of the ECWP, both regularly ourselves to the national department. We have also aligned that process now in order. Our reporting has been streamlined and we have particular in the same reporting mechanism. We have, luckily, we have multiple meetings with our national department, particularly those that we have done in services for, to ensure that we control the expenditure and ensure that where there are some gaps, we are able as a department to then put the necessary information in the support system for those departments. We're quite grateful that we are also participating within the IT processes, and I think we have learned a number of lessons from the IT processes, not to say that we can answer them. We wish to take the chance.
No, I
don't
think I want to consider. By virtue of your own location in the form of revenue raising, you might consider leveling all the cars that are passing through. Joburg, Cape Town, East London. I think you might want to do that. Because there is this provincial debt calculation that you might. I mean, look, the Western Cape is working on a fuel level. You might want to look at using that piece of flesh. That is part of the matter of raising your own money, but also in terms of the declining, and how you maintain, therefore ensure. I mean, not talking volume. That's a particular level. I'm not sure how we work that out. But think about that. And Mr. Howard.
Chair, just two questions. Sir, on slide 3, spending outcome. Chair, it all makes sense, and the figures given for all the roads and the But right at the bottom, in the right hand corner, they've got test, claims, and losses. Chair, if we could get an amount of that one, please. And then, Chair, on slide 5, the extended public works program, just explain the unexpenditure there so I can understand it properly. Thank you.
You know, this issue of the problem, I think that it's really continuing this problem. Bubble TV will have to really. The PSMA was in position 1999. Sorry? Yeah, they started to do operation. But I think that we have not yet what we call it, we will not get there in terms of the issues. But it was very difficult in terms of this cyclical budget. Because in three states, it's 8% now. Last year they overspent. Now they are at 8%. They're doing what we call the project. It has in fact, I would have loved to understand the breakdown of this, what you call it, of their budget. How much comes from the equitable sense? How much of that is the conditional grant? In fact, how much do they get, or are they going to get for the adjustment? All those kinds of things. So that we understand the relationship between all the things. I think that one would really like to get that kind of decision. So that we understand, because I'm not sure if Sailor, for instance, I know Sailor would like to restrict people who have been to CSMA, but at the same time, also the experience. So far I'm saying, there's a problem with claims. Because, I don't know, I mean now, it must be the highest spending, what we call the problem, because which is 8%. We are on quarter 2 now. Clearly, if we are not taking measures by the end of the fourth quarter, we can just decide to give people holiday for the from January to the 1st of April when money is available. But all I'm trying to emphasize is the issue of play. Where do we need it? Where do we need it? From budgeting and whatnot, because you know what you're going to spend. Also the problem is a way that you have the capacity that you have. I'm not sure where we need to, but I think that the comment that's the one we'd like to make. But also,
before you proceed, the valid comment, but the point is, again, there is a risk. The risk is, again, on the one hand, they are not able to pay off. Not coming from the South Treasury, but to pay in two tranches. Now the problem is you again have the same problem. It means the tranches are increased because the same things are repeated. And therefore what has been done? Besides delaying all of these other things. What have you put in place to avoid the same problem? I mean, is this delay going to assist us not to overspend in the current financial year? But what is the picture? So that whilst you are delaying, on the other hand, compromising whatever you are compromising, and then the bottom line is what are the clear cut solutions to the whole thing, so that the picture is not repeated. And I think again you write something in terms of the adjustment. You've done some applications for that, which is a
how do they see that they need the whole picture now at least? Okay, thank you. Something up there that says the budget is 1.060. I think this again is a very true problem we're talking about earlier. Of reduced budget of this budget. That's a little bit. Now, we really are serious about this. Because we're not the wise problem we should have been. Because this thing comes back to haunt all of you, whether I like it or not. And so as long as what is still in the IGFR, and if you look at this issue, most of these things that are in here are also in the IGFR before. Remember, but to know. What is very much interesting here is the co-relationship between the number of registered titles that grew by 5% in the country and the road infrastructure expenditure that grew by 140%. But then you then have the whole problem of this problem being in the center of the country. Exactly. So how do you deal with those challenges? I think it's a matter that we must look at very clearly. We want to plead with this, especially this department that are here. During your own, having the budget process and MTEC and everything else. I think this issue must be raised very sharply. Where are we going? We've seen in the IGF and public hearing, your budgets are declining. But phenomenally, if you look at the MCDDF and so on and so on. Allocation is there, though. But then your own budget growth are declining. Education is also declining, and it has. Now, our suspicion is that it is because there is the infrastructure that makes good things. So I think there's something wrong there at the level of your own effort. I think you must also try, that way, your own colleagues see the problem. That's to say there's something wrong in terms of this tree. Because there's this infrastructure behind it, therefore these budgets are declining. But then it's really killing your own the very backbone of the economy of the province itself. Yes, Mr. Kuman.
Yes,
Mr. Kuman.
I think that the other thing that the balance that we need to I know how they want to call some roads and people could be looked at. But also, the challenge that we have is that the balance of keeping our business as affordable as possible. Because there are limitations if the roads are torn, but if they are not torn, there comment. Why not on that? Why do you want to know that? No voy a ir ya con el tema de mamá. Te voy a decir que tiene problemas de lenguaje, ¿no? And las tres lenguas que tú sabes que tienes. Y dijo que antes de que vaya muy bien, con el padre, mamá está en la con el padre, de afán, o lo sabe.
Daniel, ¿cuál es tu tío a tu tío?
Es un pan un poco más. Ahora, no es fácil que te dejen que te dicen que es un poco bueno. Yeah, but then, I'm not also looking everyone to characteristic us, but I think that again, Shikala will have to not confess characteristics that are issued by sellers, which were confirmed yesterday by provincial salary that were there, whether there's something wrong with it. I'm looking at my salary figures. Protection is 44%. It says that the highest standing province is Western Cape, but Western Cape are in fact, but this is the protected sector before. Now, I don't have a problem. My expectancy, I don't
know. But
it's 44%. Now, I know that the confusion with the provincial departments, public works, and transport, and working. But on infrastructure, this report says they are at 44%. Can we get as well what is the correct figure? What is the problem there? And they are not indicating that they are going to understand in terms of this national salary report. Can you get clarity on that? That is, if you're looking at the slide that I'm looking at, slide 40. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? No? Conclusion.
The question that I've asked by all of the members of the problem is, it's in failure. That they haven't proposed to the question of the claim. But in the process, the issue that arose fundamentally was the unforeseen circumstances of the flood that related to 520 million, but not the government, just between the beginning of the new financial year and the end of the old financial year.
We have the national government in France for disaster management. What are the responsibilities of the state? National federal territory state contact? Because that kind of a situation, I agree with the community. But once they make their own problem, they're going to sit with this problem. For the problem that are not going to solve their problem. National department has got disaster was occurred. But
indeed, the treasurer was approached to them to take a letter to the national treasurer for the declaration. I think what was an oversight in the problem that was done was then to declare those situations as disaster. Now, without declaration of the situation as a disaster, we cannot accept the fact, which is logical, the national complaint. That's where the problem arises. But the issue then becomes, in terms of the emphasis planning and what are we going to do within the budget in financial year and next financial year. Jefferson is a person who says, indeed we need it, but it needed a number of advertising. Let me say, in terms of the staff component, having spoken to RTMC and in terms of the law enforcement, the government is supposed to be 2,000 transporters. We've negotiated to say that it's not achievable within this budget. So we adjusted our structure to ensure that we can only accommodate 1,000. So then, these are the basic theories.
talk about funding that goes between the three. But the other issue is that, which is linked to the situation where all officials begin to be employed until the end of the month. We really said that was that in the organic economy as well as the job, which is under our charge to the officials. Indeed, as a public service, we always become the closest organization. We have now campaigned our operation and ensure that we touch where it matters. In certain instances, Chairperson, because of the problem, we will recall that we were made up of the former homeland of Gondwa as well as Northwest in Kabanji as well. One of the issues and the critical elements of this is in those times we then have all the aged people at the age of 60 or 65 that are still within the service. But if you look into the service delivered, you then see that there is no failure for money. We have targeted those areas to become some of the areas that are heavy. But we have also cut down on the waste within the public service. So that begins to give us a planning that we can say that we're going to ensure that we're becoming more within the budget without compromising any service. The issue that I was then asked in relation to slide number 5 of the ECWP, which is denoted in red in the guideline, is simply because the ECWP program has 2 days. There is a lead where the contractors are in class.
Just hang on a minute. Why don't you also say that, by the way, you've got the best ECWP project in the whole country, in Kwara, where you've done some paving of the roads. You can also boast about that.
No, it's not that you said that you are the best.
Chairperson, our school, when Daniel has pronounced, no one can ever pronounce, but unfortunately, Daniel has pronounced the Free State ECWP to be the best in the country. I wouldn't be able to get it. Check out the value in replicating the same process within that particular area for the 62 kilometers in various communities. It's a marvel to look at. I never believe when anybody says that the best happens in the food state, but the athletes are also taking, are always taking my health care and care again. So we understand. The ECWP problem, the expenditure is a bit low simply because at the first quarter, the students were in class. So they only came out of class the end of August to then get into the contraction mode. So the private ECWP would always show a lower level because the two areas of the class. The first and largest, the actual figure is 3.5 for the theft and losses. But the theft and losses also includes the legal claims of the case, except those that have paid. For instance, in the bad state of road, you then find that people that have had their tires smashed and they have their putting those claims to the department as well. But for blood to pay in the sense that your state law advisor and state attorney would always advise that it's not the one pursuing the matter. Then we then have to settle the matter, change 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, but it's accumulated, it becomes to this point, but also the fact of the issue that you normally lose in the department, but they're not that high. I think the issue of the dichotomy and difference between the provincial reporting of the 44% is that we were determined to report it. I think we have never taken it into together with it. But the same report, which was also adapted in the administrative issues the adjustment. We are receiving maximum the adjustment fee for the 179 million that are requested to be the first charge that goes to the payment of the overdraft. Better than that is not. But I think we have been trying to show a slide of the growth of the past budget. We, when we reviewed our situation in 2005, were very clear and upfront to the provincial president, and that was after the scientific study that was done, to say, in order to deal with the road infrastructure within the government, only on the roads will require 2 billion annually for a period of 5 years to deal with the road. That was then done after a scientific study was conducted within the province. And it is very clear that from that perspective, we will not be in the position in the near future to deal with all of it. And we are not saying that we are going to deal with all of it, but what we are putting forth was the fact that in order that our rooms should be accessible and usable, we needed this amount. But we are also looking at alternative measures to deal with this level, as well as yesterday about in the afternoon, late afternoon, we had a meeting with the NCTC. Some of the issues that are beginning to come about is to ensure that mutually, as well as finally, we find a way to deal with the rules without having to call the rules. We are very, very mindful to hand over the rules to someone. Two of the fundamental issues that we're conversing with them is the impact of the tolling to the provincial. Because most of the time, where the road is being tolled, truckers don't use the toll road, but they use the provincial road. So we're feeling to get to find one another to begin to say that there is vicarious liability on Sunday to take charge of the road along the route where the road has been tolled. And I had a sense that we're now beginning to find one another without having to fight, because that would particularly be the area around Crown's campus on the Copies Road that has been completely damaged, and where we're beginning to find more trains and the roads around N3. One of the concerns that we've raised with them is the tolling of the access, but at the very same time, ensuring that the adjacent roads that are around N3 are also put up in an acceptable situation. But we've also agreed with them that they are going to be approaching all the tracking in fraternity to ensure that we find a way in the design of the route where if the track has avoided the toll road, it will be very problematic for the track to rejoin the main road. So those are the issues that we are conducting with them to ensure that we want the track to be better on the road. I would hope you can just show that. That's why that shows a progressive growth, but it's not that phenomenon that can address our problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a follow-up on claims and losses. The HIV mentioned the losses and the claims, didn't mention the theft of what diesel, whatever, because it's happened very seriously in one province where thousands of pieces of diesel have been kept out of graders and bulldozers and things like that. Thank you.
In fact, I think that I must learn my screen as well with the HIV, but I'd talk restrict, so even if anyone who's got to speak must not say screen. My tire, you know, soon I got restricted, you have to say.
But
on the serious,
before you
pay,
there's a contract
made
of
them. No, but on the serious, on the serious, no, I think I still want that breakdown of this one because of this budget. Because there are many components, the PID, all of them. So then, what is it that constitutes this budget? And if they are not ready with that now, it can be said in writing.
Right.
that I missed a lot by joining you late, and I hope my apologies to you. Having listened to all projections and tried to manage by existing, I'm looking here at the report of the National Shadow. That I wrote at that. I see my friend, I think he must have done a good job. Okay, so that was that's like from yesterday. I'm looking at each other, the National report here. Apparently, where it came to me that the mistake out grows all problems in terms of year on year growth. So all I want to check, are you happy with this one?
Chairperson, let me take it. Sorry.
That's the thing. In fact, there's another slide there also mentioned, which are issues that are out of the IGF Act, which say a similar issue. Because they are saying that they're raising a matter of registered title compared to the growth at 140%. Very much similar to that, but let me respond.
Chairperson, I haven't done economics and accounting, but I've learned from the ones. It's never enough when it comes to money. Okay. So that growth is never sufficient to do it. The growth will never satisfy the appetite that you can really have. That's an issue that you can't actually address. That is the query that I was making in terms of the two people that we made. But the issue of the first are made up of various issues. The first year losses, it's also the issue that relates pertinently because we are a rural department in the government program. Pertinent to the issue that relates to prison health also be an issue. But the sense of this is a problem. I think the last case of some of the people that we had to have relations with them dismissed them having discovered that they were involved in that. And most of them had an experience of about 22 years, 27 years of service. But
22 years.
I don't mean that I enjoy the comfort of the privilege that the members of the house had, but the fact is that we indeed the issue of the prisoner phenomenon, but also some of the facts related to the own equipment. We are adjacent to the source. Most of our camps invariably find their way to the source. Illegal issue. So that has been one of the fundamental issues that we are confronted with. What is very clear about that situation, in the next 5 days, if you have to visit the Sutra of the Academy, you deny that it's your own car. The way it's been changed on the issue. But we'll put the systems that can be in to ensure that we identify despite the changes that have been. That is a particular education very common within the mini buses that you have on the public way and the corollary that we can but we have kept those and we're not putting it in there. We used to have the telecom system, but we've intensified the system so that the car can't go home wherever it's been taken illegal. And also the issue of monitoring by the law enforcement in terms of the trip authority and showing too that not everybody tells the government members, but you need to have what we call the master, the authority to design the government member. But it's a temper that continues. The issue of the makeup of the budget, we have the makeup of the budget, but you see the permission of the our chair that we submitted in the 19th. So that you have to put all the details.
That's what we put together.
Thank you.
done that, please you make your submission to FSC to comment. I mean, the national president. I think our staff should also support that.
He wants to send the comments, but he wants also to learn the wisdom of all the fish that lays the thousands of eggs, silently, thousands of eggs, as of course to have, that lays one egg in the whole fish, but it will be one.
Okay. What status of the MS against the Apollo inspection? Both the MSC and the AOC are again appearing for the portfolio comments. And so I said you must come. Because I do want to hear what you say. And you can say. And so talk to us.
I'm so I would like to get a report. I'm not sure whether it will be from the local government or what, around what happened when there was disaster. Why did that area was not declared disaster? Why did harm give a responsibility for a particular disaster? Because it's something that they are going to they must find a way. I think every government, not one department, all of them as a government, how to deal with that situation. I think that we must find a way of speaking to it.
No, I think Mr. Mitsubishi, that's a valid point. Let's hear what your thoughts include. And where did you start, if anything? Because when we went to Qatar, we were told that 186 million was stuck somewhere. We had national treasure, they had everybody with us and keep everything at the time. And when that was raised, we then confronted CPS and said, but where is the money stuck? They said, no, we did not receive a report. And when the report was produced immediately, it was produced immediately. And then CPS started to process. So I'm not saying, if it's stuck with you guys, well, you're all made it. If it's stuck somewhere in some national department, sorry, you are right. But also, you're also right, it can be your own baby as the department. Because all of you are working to render a service to the community. So let's just get that. If you have the appliance, and then we will follow it up together with yourself. Just to see if you are very right, you are also compromising. We compromise all of those kinds of things, all kinds of things, in terms of your delay and so on and so on. Please raise some, give us this letter that we can respond to. Okay. What's up?
Thank you, Chairperson. One of the members who is present here. When I was a young person, I used to target my train there.
I want to say, what is it? What is it?
No, I don't want to take any introduction.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson, and the other members who are present here, and also colleagues. I want to acknowledge the apologies of the event, Chairperson of Bahamasi. Thank you. With me, of course, Mr. Mulya Peterson, the program manager for Rose, as well as the lady over there, the politician, Sima. I think we have many programs with Palanda. Thank you. I'll hand over everything to you, but I have to just go through
that. Let me also read from the Bible something that I just want to teach everyone else. A provision for the road as you engage with your provincial president.
We are raising this because we have also taken note of the fact that some public works departments are undercapacitated. And so, we want you to again use the Bible, the division of heaven and earth, to engage with your provincial brethren. Firstly, they say every department in your province that is responsible for all capital and maintenance budgets and spending for those functions. That's section 14 of the division of heaven and earth. Must enter into, implement and manage service delivery agreements with your firm. But I'm writing to this one because a province in allocating this infrastructure can be called is never the present in allocating to yourself in your capacity problem. But take into account the capacity of the receiving provincial department to spend and manage infrastructure based on the extent of any approved rollovers and so on and so on. May weigh a receiving provincial department. No, that is 3-2, Romans 2. Where a receiving provincial department lacks capacity, designate an amount not exceeding 4% of the allocation for acquiring such capacity. It's the law, not me. To facilitate delivery. It's not a request. It is not a favor, it is the law. But number two, that percentage referred to in subsection 382 must be informed by a capacity plan prepared by yourself and approved by themselves. Alright? Sometimes these are some of the things that you must do as a community partner that deal with an infrastructure in the province. Now, having said that, just allow the WhatsApp. Congratulations for opening that rail line in Montino.
Okay, thanks, Ted. Yeah, I want to be going through all the slides that you have there. Yeah, just quickly go through the expenditure. That is for the provincial infrastructure grant, which is 538,937,000. But for the state, 437,000,000. That is an expenditure of 52%. And the reason for that 52% is because the process, about 3 months later, is actually ahead of schedule. It was supposed to be completed next year. It will actually be open by the for the 15th of December. That will actually be the black top, as opposed to next year. Yeah. Also, we have started with the process of Utah Safari. It is a road, 4 kilometer road, but it's protected for the contractor and the municipality. But we are expecting that it's break even by the end of March. It's like KSD. This slide also does this an overall of both as well as capital expenditure. You can see we are 2% already. And you can see that we haven't transferred any money to the municipality because they haven't actually submitted their ICTs and audited statements yet. So the department has decided actually to send out now for the assessment estimates and incoming those funds to use it on our capital project. The capital expenditure that is for our own department, the 74 projects, at least 47%. This slide is just for the list of all the some of the projects that we are doing, and you can see the number of people employed, female, male, disabled, those are just some of the challenges. Of course, since the housing intervention last year, the pin has been cut, that is our portion, because they gave some of the money in the health, as well as education. So it actually sort of scuppered our plan for this, because we had already had a plan in place that is to implement infrastructure over the next 5 years. But somehow, we indicated earlier that we will be able to continue. On this, all the challenges. But here is not a key thing because we are probably the province that was more mega province than any other province to find that the actual increase in our budget, as you know, the 10% I mentioned earlier, is actually our budget that's increasing because that the inflationary thing that you see the construction is somewhere in the region of about 24%. Whereas the increase of about 11% is actually swallowed by that inflationary increase in the contracting industry. It actually means that if we go on, we'll actually be doing less kilometers of road building or the contracting industry is actually getting way out of hand in terms of inflation. In the eastern case, of course, the challenge that you are having because you are a rural province. Final 80% of our roads are covered roads. The province is actually, the department is actually now going out to implement what we call alternative surfacing methods, whereby we are hoping that all the minor roads will actually be surfaced using that is a technology whereby you simply stabilize the tissue material then give it a black top. Of course, these two slides that are following also that is money that we would have been given for the grant not to decrease, as well as the one after the increase that we have
experienced.
Here you see from this slide that that is originally the people. If you look at the bottom line, maybe not go to the other slide, but the top one. Yeah. This one, if you look at it, the conditional grant, as I said, since the housing intervention, we were supposed, for example, in 2008-09 to be getting about over $1 billion. But then it has been decreased, as you can see on the down. On this slide now. But this is
25%.
This one that I'm having here is certainly for peak and capital. But our for the whole department is 2.2 million. No?
2 billion. That's the crying, the creep. This is just one thing of the original. There's a huge 2 billion.
Yes, sir. On the slide, I'm talking in terms of crosses, as you are actually on the road.
How are you finding this question? I think you're not finding them should be able to check.
Yes. Or maybe if I can just put it in, you can read and jump on home.
Listening to this submission is not about the whole case. It's about a small portion of the case. And this is where the problem lies. And if you listen to the submission, again, they are speaking of poverty. And the poverty that we ourselves, this is true, we took that decision, we raised ourselves, because it was correct. But it cannot be used then to do other wrong things. Sometimes this is where the problem lies. I'm raising this issue because I know the budget road transport equitable share is 2 billion plus. And then there is the conditional one as a subsidy. As per then, the department seeks to ensure that capital projects are only funded through the conditional grant. It cannot be funded. First and foremost, Baba, the equitable share is about the service delivery. The whole equitable share. Okay? And then the conditional grant comes in and supplements the shortage. We have not even spoken about the other thing. And this is a serious problem. Including this problem. I think it's a worrying thing. But I think it's a matter that we will again and again with you. Again and give you correct. All of you. Because the problem is that we were in this case ourselves. And this is why we're also asking the Minister of the Municipality. Because some of them were talking to us, you remember, I called you. In fact, some of your officials in those days, you know, in Spanish, about road construction, and then there's another. Now you are saying you have not submitted. Obviously, your municipalities have not submitted land. I'm telling you, you were suspended when you were upset. All the municipalities in the state have not submitted land, and therefore they cannot be funded. You remember Great Cut? You remember Gaza? You remember? Exactly. So that's saying there's a whole range of those things. But then you can then engage with the
process.
Okay.